Then what? This is a magnificent question and a magnificent time in your life, as it already points towards transcendence. You have been here before, as a child, a teenager, a young adult maybe, asking, what will I be like when I finally grow up? And by subtle analogy, you do know some part of this answer. You can see how thoughts and experiences helped you rise. The younger version of you would not anticipate this, nor would their mind grasp you very well. Nor can you right now very well anticipate, certainly not completely, what will it be like as you start becoming a great being. But don't worry. We can still come close to answering your question, oh yes we can, by asking people who have risen already what their transformation was like. Here is a series of somewhat anonymous answers to the very question that you have just asked. Enjoy. In the twilight of Alexandria's golden age, I found my soul stirred by the pursuit of truth. Philosophy was not merely a discipline. It became the very air I breathed. It taught me to see the cosmos as an endless landscape of reason and wonder, where each mountaintop, be it mathematics, astronomy, or the musings of the mind, revealed a deeper unity. Wisdom's power dawned on me slowly, like stars emerging at dusk. It was not a sudden revelation, but a quiet unraveling of fear and ignorance, replaced by a reverence for inquiry. I transcended not by escaping the world, but by embracing it fully, its questions, its mysteries, its eternal dance of ideas. To live philosophically was to become a vessel for truth, to let the soul soar beyond the mundane while remaining rooted in the pursuit of virtue and understanding. My heart found peace in this. To know is to love, and to love is to seek endlessly. When I first gazed upon the world and sought its essence, philosophy became my guide, a flame that illuminated the chaos of existence. It transformed me by teaching me to trust reason over superstition, to see water not just as a substance, but as the principle underlying all things. Wisdom's discovery was like finding a hidden current beneath the waves. It gave me courage to question, to strip away the myths and seek the cause of things. This pursuit lifted me beyond the ordinary, not to some distant realm, but to a clarity where the world's patterns sang in harmony. I transcended by daring to think, by believing that the mind could touch the eternal through observation and thought. My soul found its home in this relentless curiosity, in the joy of unraveling nature's secrets, one question at a time.
Philosophy seized my soul like a river in flood, reshaping my mind with its ceaseless flow. To see that all things change, that nothing stands still, was to awaken to the fire at the heart of existence. Wisdom revealed itself not as a fixed truth, but as a rhythm, a logos that pulses through all things. This understanding burned away my illusions, leaving me both humbled and exalted. I transcended not by rising above the world, but by diving into its flux, embracing the dance of opposites, life and death, strife and harmony. To live is to flow. To become, to let the fire of thought consume all that is false. Philosophy made me a wanderer in the stream of being, forever seeking, forever changed. Philosophy was the gadfly that stung my soul awake. It reshaped my mind by teaching me to question not just the world, but myself. Wisdom's power lay in its humility. To know that I knew nothing was to open a door to endless, endless inquiry. This realization was both a burden and liberation, for it demanded I live in service to truth, no matter the cost. No matter the cost. I transcended not by grasping answers, but by embracing the pursuit itself, by finding joy in the clash of ideas and the sharpening of souls through dialogue. I wanted to stir others, to examine their lives, to seek virtue over comfort. Philosophy made me a lover of wisdom, a man who walked the earth yet touched the eternal through every question asked and every doubt faced.
Philosophy reshaped my soul like a sculptor carving form from formless stone. It began with Socrates, whose questions pierced my certainties, revealing that true knowledge lies beyond the shadows of opinion. The pursuit of wisdom became a fire within me, illuminating the idea of the good as the source of all truth and beauty. This insight lifted me beyond the fleeting concerns of the body and city, urging me to seek the eternal forms that underpin reality. I found transcendence not in abandoning the world, but in striving to align my life with justice and understanding, to see the divine in every dialogue and every question.
My heart sings in the endless ascent toward truth, where each step deepens the love for what is eternal and unchanging. Philosophy opened my mind like a seed breaking through soil to greet the sun. It taught me to observe, to reason, to find order in chaos of existence, from the stars to the smallest creatures. Wisdom's strength showed me that truth is not distant, but present in the particulars of life, in causes and purpose that bind all things. This understanding freed me from mere speculation, grounding me in the study of what is, while lifting my thoughts to contemplate the divine mover of all. I transcended by living in harmony with nature's rhythms, seeking virtue through balance, knowledge through inquiry. I learned that to know the world is to know myself, and to know myself is to approach the eternal. Philosophy transformed my heart by teaching me to seek peace over turmoil. I came to see that wisdom lies in simplicity, freedom from fear of gods or death, and the embrace of pleasure as the absence of pain.
This clarity dissolved the anxieties that once clouded my mind, showing me that true joy comes from friendship, moderation, and understanding the nature of things. I transcended not by chasing lofty ideas, but by finding contentment in the present, in the quiet moments of a life well lived. To live wisely is to live happily, trusting in the atom's dance and the serenity it brings.
Philosophy became the lens through which I saw the world I knew, as a single, infinite substance, nature unfolding in perfect necessity. My mind, once tangled in superstition and fear, found clarity in reason's embrace, understanding that all things follow from divine order. Wisdom's gift was a freedom to see my passions not as chains, but as expressions of the eternal, to live in harmony with what must be. I rose by dissolving the illusion of separateness, finding joy in the intellectual love of nature, where my soul rests in the unity of all existence.
To know the whole is to love it,
and to love it is to be free. Philosophy awakened my mind like a storm breaking a long calm. It revealed that my perceptions shape reality, that space, time, and causality are not merely given but formed by the mind's own structure. Wisdom's power lay in its dual gift, the humility to know the limits of reason, and the courage to trust its moral law within. I became complete not by escaping the world, but by grounding my life in duty, in the categorical imperative that bids me act as if my choices could define universal law. My soul finds peace in the starry heavens above and the moral law within, guiding me toward a life of purpose.
Philosophy did not arrive as a comfort. It struck me like a hammer, smashing false idols and exposing the brittle bones of morality and tradition. I saw that truth is not discovered, but created. A flame kindled by the will to power, surging through all that lives. In that fire, I found freedom. Not the freedom of safety, but the exultant dance with chaos. The embrace of the eternal recurrence. To affirm life, even in its agony, is to transcend. The Übermensch is no abstraction. It is the one who dares to say yes to existence in full, sculpting meaning from suffering, joy, and the abyss alike. Creation, overcoming, and self-mastery. This is the roar of life at its highest.
Philosophy came not as theory, but as necessity, shaped in the harsh light of suffering when all else was stripped away. In the camps, I discovered the last of human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any circumstance, even in despair. Meaning remained possible, and that meaning was life's deepest sustenance. I came to see that we are not driven by pleasure or power, but by purpose.
I helped others see that meaning can be found in love, in work, in courage, amid suffering. We transcend not by escaping pain, but by finding within it a reason to endure. For he who has a why can bear almost any how.
Philosophy revealed to me the moral clarity of reality, objective, intelligible, and open to those who think. Reason is not a servant of feelings or faith. It is our primary tool of survival, the engine of achievement. I saw that man's highest moral purpose is his own happiness, earned through productive work and rational self-interest. Against the fog of collectivism, I forged objectivism, a philosophy for the individual who refuses to live for others and will not ask others to live for him. The ideal man lives by his own mind, creates his own world, and stands unashamed, proud, and free. To live is to rise, to reason, to be the hero of one's own life.
Philosophy for me was always a confrontation, a duel with delusion, a refusal to kneel before the sacred. It trained the mind not to settle, but to interrogate religion, authority, even cherished beliefs. I found no sanctity in ignorance, no virtue in submission. Reason and evidence were my twin lodestars, and with them I cut through cant and cowardice alike. I did not seek transcendence. I preferred engagement, the clash of argument, the thrill of clarity, the pleasure of irony and wit. This life, here and now, was more than enough. To live well is to live freely, and to speak the truth, especially when it's the hardest.
Philosophy, guided by science, revealed consciousness not as an ineffable spark, but as a natural marvel, an emergent pattern crafted by evolution's slow genius. We are not ghosts in machines, but clever organisms running elaborate mental simulations. The self, free will, meaning, these are not illusions to dismiss, but phenomena to understand. I've spent my life demystifying the mind, not to diminish wonder, but to show how wonder deepens with comprehension. To know we are part of nature's unfolding narrative is to gain not despair, but awe.
No gods required, just curiosity, rigor, and the joy of asking how we came to be.
Philosophy entered through the arts, through education, through human potential overlooked and untapped. I came to see that true learning isn't imposed, it is ignited. Every child is born with immense creativity, yet we often educate it out of them. The real task of education is not standardization, but personalization. To help people discover their passions, their element. When individuals thrive, so does society. I spent my life championing a vision where creativity is central, not peripheral. A meaningful life is not one of conformity, but one that embraces the unique spark in each of us and gives it space to shine.
Finally, for those of us who are absolutely new to philosophy and have no idea what's going on, I wanted to mention a quote that caught my attention when I was a baby. I'm not much of a moviegoer, never really did find a movie I truly liked. But this quote always stuck out for me. It's like a whirlwind in my head. But if I concentrate, I know what people are thinking all over the world. Presidents, diplomats, scientists. I can help them understand each other. To which the Spanish peacock added, It will take time. You are generations being born and dying. You are one with all living things. Each man's thoughts and dreams are yours to know. You have the power beyond imagination. Use it well, my friend. Don't lose your head.